Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon. Well, as most Swing Time listeners will be aware, the two halves of the 25th of December wishbone will now be residing in a suitable coloured dustbin, alongside the cannibalised carcass of sundry farmyard animals. Mixed in with this are the crumbs of the big pork pie, not to mention enough bottle tops to refabricate five Queen Marys. But Swing Time goes on stomping as on previous Tuesdays. And I'd like to thank listeners for tuning in not only today, but throughout 2025. My opening track was the Modern Jazz Quartet, and I'm sure most Swing Time listeners identified them, playing an old Count Basie jazz standard, Topsy. Lineup being John Lewis piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on drums. It was recorded at the RCA Recording Studios in New York City, the 3rd or 4th of June 1985. And this sets my simple theme today. Well-known jazz recordings, but played by other than the wider-known versions you might expect to hear. I don't know if you would opt for Sidney Bechet's Blue Note masterpiece or prefer the more modern interpretation of Summertime from Miles Davis and Gil Evans. Plus, of course, any one of at least a couple of hundred other versions. My track is a Zoot Sims recording. I am especially impressed by the two solos from guitarist Joe Pass and bass player George Mraz. The lineup with these two individuals are Zoot Sims tenor, Oscar Peterson on piano, and Grady Tate on drums. Recorded again in the RCA Recording Studios in New York City, this time on the 6th of June 1975, Summertime. We'll be right back. Bass player George Mraz giving us a real rare jazz performance on Arco, as the saying goes. That was from the Norman Grant's album, produced album, Zoot Sims and the Gershwin Brothers. In addition to the variants of jazz standards in the programme, I'm also going to play a track which, on the face of it, might have been classed against the status of something like Louis Armstrong's West End Blues. But as its 66th birthday of recording comes up next week, perhaps there's still some little way to go. Here is the... I think it can be called an American folk tune, When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, played here by Jimmy Smith on organ, Quentin Warren guitar, Donald Bailey drums. This was also recorded in the Van Gelder studio, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, and this was on the 4th of January 1960. Here's Johnny coming home. Thank you. Well, perhaps it does have some way to go before it reaches the levels of, say, Miles Davis's So What? No query, however, to the standing of the next composition. First recorded by the composer 101 years ago, or it will be on the 26th of January 2026. Here it is in duo form, played by two musicians quite well known to many swing time listeners. The track is Bix by the Bix Davenport Blues, and it's played here by Alex Welsh on trumpet and Fred Hunt on piano. Recording made in June 1966. Davenport Blues.
Thank you.
Fred and Alex recorded that, I think, the same year, and again, I think, at the Royal Festival Hall. But to me, that studio recording seems to have the edge. Whilst in a traditional frame of mind, probably a good time to introduce the next selection. However, tradition does dictate that this really should be played at the end of the show, not halfway through it. This is my first big band for today, and it is the Chubby Jackson All-Star Big Band. They play When the Saints Go Marching In, and you can select from the track we're to hear the following musicians: Ernie Royal, Irvin Markovitz, and on trumpets, Al Stewart, Nick Travis, and Benny Glow, also Bernie Glow, I should say, are also on trumpets, Frank Rehack, Bob Brookmeyer, Jim Dahl, and Bill Elton, with Tom Mitchell on trombones, Sam Most, flute, clarinet, Al Cohen, and Petey Mondeo on tenors, Danny Bank, baritone, Martin Napoleon is the pianist, Chubby Jackson, of course, the bass player, and Don LeMond on drums. The arranger was Manny Albom. This was recorded in New York City on the 25th or the 28th of July, 1958, When the Saints Go Marching In.
Thank you.
when the Saints go marching in, but not sounding like it did a couple or so plus years ago at the Mail Coach on West Street. I'll leave it to you to decide who were playing the solos. Although I think it's somewhat unlikely, I suppose it would be possible to hear the Saints played in the jazz venue that's celebrated in the next disc, a composition by Joe Zanival. This is played here by a group led by Vibes player Terry Gibbs' son, Jerry Gibbs. His group is known as Jerry Gibbs and the Thrasher People, with Jerry Gibbs drums, Alex Collins piano, Hammond organ, and vocal, not too much vocal on this, Hans Clausewitz on bass and electric bass guitar. This was recorded at the Samurai Hotel Recording Studio, Astoria, New York, between the 1st and the 5th of April 2016. We know it as Birdland. Thank you. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcast on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the second hour of the show. John and I will be back next Tuesday with more jazz, swing and blues music. Well, so far, no compositions from that group of musicians who have contributed some memorable works to the jazz discographies. The hard bop men, such as Horace Silver and Gigi Grice. This next memorable tune from Benny Goldsman recalls a truly outstanding trumpet player. I Remember Clifford, played by Super Blue. Don Strickler, trumpet and arranger. Roy Hargrove, trumpet and flugelhorn. Frank Lacey, trombone. Bobby Watson on alto. Bill Pierce on tenor. Mulgrew Miller at the piano. Bob Hurett at the bass. And Kenny Washington, a man who is frequently heard on my colleague's half of the show, on drums. Again, a Van Gelder studio recording in Englewood Cliffs, and this was made on the 26th of April 1988. I Remember Clifford. Thank you. Some sensitive playing on that one from Super Blue. Although in one sense we return to the classic jazz recordings, it's only for the title. Initially, a Louis Armstrong recording on the 12th of December 1928, and at the famous, again, Armstrong New York concert in the Town Hall in 1947, Jack Teagarden declared it to be the oldest blues he had ever heard in his life. At that time, it was attributed to Joe Primrose, who turns out to be no less than Irving Mills, the man with the fingers in so many jazz pies. You wonder that he had time to eat, sleep and drink. I think I prefer to let Red Garland express a rather different view of St. James Infirmary, or as it's known in some quarters, St. James Infirmary Blues. He attributes it traditional, in brackets, public domain. Here we have Red Garland on piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. Recorded yet again in the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs on the 3rd of October 1962, St. James Infirmary. Thank you. So that just about wraps it up for 2025. As I said earlier, thank you for listening, and I do hope you can join us next year. The big eight-wheeler, Ray Charles assures me, is steaming down the track, and I must be in it. But please, please do have a happy, healthy, peaceful and successful new year from the two of us. I'm moving on, but do take care out there.
I want you, baby, from time to time, but you just want to listen up, pay me no mind, so I'm moving on.
Keep moving on.
I'm rolling on.
Roll on, roll on.
You've broken your vow, and it's all over now, so I'm moving on.
Moving on.
That big eight wheel are rolling down the track. Need your true loving daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on.
Keep moving on.
I'm rolling on.
Roll on, roll on.
You're flying too high from my little sky, so I'm